Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, all of the names, man.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to
me. Estelle once said, tell me, cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat ass. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my love?
Could you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is a Wednesday night. We are in the second week of September. The weather has dropped to traditional autumn-like feel.
Well, it's not bad.
It's wonderful. It's that nice temperature. I actually liked it yesterday when I was at the hospital with Robert. So I left the house and it was actually sunny. It wasn't raining yet. Right. It was sunny. It was that nice temperature. And then as it got darker, the temperature dropped and it was a little chill. So, well, what can we say? The Bucks, they didn't make it through to the next round. There's a lot of rumors going on as to what they're now going to do in the offseason, Giannis's future of other team members. But I think that's something that is, you know, they just need their break right now. It was a completely unorthodox season, let's be perfectly honest. We went from a proper season to lockdown to then this sort of half season type thing. And I think everybody's momentum was so lost in the flow that they probably would have proceeded further. However, a lot of the responsibility does have to end up on the backs of the coaches and what their decisions were and what their plans were. And as we go forward into next season, if Giannis decides to stay with Milwaukee, the team's got to learn to not depend on him so much.
Right.
They've got to be a cohesive unit set, you know, without him there. They've got to know how to run plays, how to work together compared to what they are now.
Yeah, you're right. It's like they. I think just some of the players need some luck.
Right.
It's just sad that it ended that way. And like I said on my video, it hurts.
Yep.
It really does hurt.
It does, and a lot of it is because we have such big expectations. But as I said, this is an unprecedented season. There's never been anything like this in regards to modern-day sports that we've had to deal with.
Right.
You know, and we've had to deal with other things like, oh, swine flu is going to kill all these people and shut everybody down and, you know, chicken flu and all this lot. There were so many things like that, and then we were faced with COVID, which is still killing people now. It's still highly contagious. There's still a lot of it going on. Let's just say we've got to give kudos where kudos is due to the NBA. They really did sit down in that time and work out what to do for the teams to get themselves to the point where they're playing. And we haven't heard of anybody coming down with COVID.
Right. Nobody.
Right. All the reports of so-and-so being testing positive happened before the teams went to Florida. And as people may or may not know, the teams went to Florida way ahead of time and were locked down while in Florida before the season even started. Then their families flew out 2 weeks prior and were isolated before meeting up with their player partners. So, I mean, and we've seen the cleaning down rituals that the NBA are going through. I just want to say kudos to them because they've worked it out. Major League Baseball is a whole different ballgame, literally on two levels. But, you know, they've done really, really well. And, you know, they deserve praise where praise is due because they've managed to keep it running. So let's give them some credit where credit's due on that one. Yeah, they do deserve a clap for that. But as I say, when it came to the Bucks playing and everything, there was a lot of things that you could see that when they started replaying again, they looked like they were back at the beginning of the season. And they only had a few amount of games before going straight into the playoffs.
Right.
And I think that's where the momentum lost. You know what I mean? There was that, you know, the moment. It's like for everything. This really is a weird season. But everything. Sporting event that there is out there. We've seen it also with WWE. That's been crazy as well. You know, we've had the same matches over and over and over and over. We've seen the move from one area to another area to letting limited people in, to then letting have virtual fans. I mean, it's, you know, it's this backwards and forwards thing. Just so you know, with the virtual fans thing, you can actually try logging in on Monday nights and Friday nights to actually be a fan, and they pick those people that day. You don't. The only ones you have to wait ahead of time for is pay-per-views, but the other ones you can actually be literally your threshing to get in, and then you will get in. And from what I can make out, they're also rotating fans as well, so it's not all the same fans throughout the whole thing. It's like 30-minute sessions with each person. But there's another one. You know, there's so many things that are going on that I think have put a lot of, you know, spokes in the works for sports in general. Football season is going to be a real test because we've got the double thing, similar to, kind of similar to baseball. Most of the baseball stadiums are outdoors. I know we've got a lot of them that have roofs, like Miller Park has a roof they can close. But in general, most of the stadiums are outdoors. Whereas in with NFL, we've got half and half, literally. Not all of the NFL play in Green Bay, dude. I'm saying the NFL is half and half. There's outdoor ones and there's indoor ones. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was going to also say, before you interrupted me, is that send all the NFL players to Green Bay during the winter. You got any virus, that thing's going to kill it. Because the cold up there is just like, it's insane. Let's be perfectly honest. So what my concern is, how are they going to handle these big arenas like the one in Minnesota when it comes to the cleansing and everything? Are they going to, you know, we saw with the NBA, because they kept it small, they're able to wipe down all the chairs, wipe down all the floors. I mean, everything was sanitized. Do that without bringing in a fire truck to hose it all down with disinfectant. That's where, you know, the issues are going to, I think we're going to see. But what are your thoughts on where, you guys can take the phone because they're not going to be able to hear you. What are your thoughts on what the Bucks need to do in the off season and where things are going?
You know what? I'll come over here by you. What's up, Libby? Well, I would say what they need to do. And I know a lot of people have been saying it today. Like, I saw some of the some YouTube videos are saying, like, what should they do to keep Giannis? Like, well, that would be their number one focus, is to keep Giannis and try to get him to extend with that Supermax.
Yep.
But he can probably wait until the Bucks make some changes and maybe, like, they sign somebody or make a trade for somebody. Like, in the shooting guard position, man, they're okay with a small forward, but Chris Middleton needs to get back to working his shooting. Like, he can shoot, but he's not a shot creator.
And that's the thing. That's where we lost. We needed that.
That shot creator.
Yeah.
That's true. It's like, is it sad that you got Brook Lopez like a little bit of a better shot creator than Middleton?
Not really, because that's who he is.
Right, no, I'm just saying that it's sad that only thing I'm saying is sad because you expected Middleton to be this great shooter, but he can't create shots.
No, that's the way it's supposed to crumble.
But there's a 2020 free agency. Although they don't have no money, well, not much money to use on free agency. So if they can get like a good free agent that can go good in the deal, maybe a shooting guard, just get somebody in the deal. But I know Robin Lopez and Wesley Matthews got their player options, and they probably will, most likely, will choose their player option and stay with the team for another season. So that's some good news there. Let's see. The only restricted free agent they have is Sterling Brown. So I don't know if they're going to let him go or sign him or wait till somebody try to give him a qualifying offer to match it. I don't know what they're going to do with Sterling Brown. But he was okay this season. Like, he didn't – like, it wasn't bad or anything. He was okay. So maybe if they decide to, maybe see if they can get a
Oh, that's your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone.
What the hell that was?
Yeah, I was wondering too. I forgot I had it on because I'm watching wrestling too.
I was just like, what the hell is that? In this house, it could be anything. Let's just be perfectly frank about it.
Exactly. But, anyways, there was also, like, questions as I'm reading through the reports and also listening to you, too, that, like, everybody's saying Trey Eric Bledsoe. And for the past 3 years, ever since three seasons, when they got on Bledsoe, he's been reclining in the playoffs. Like, he's a good regular season player, but he's not
he's
not good in the playoffs. But it kind of showed when he was back at the bubble after the second game that they had in the bubble, that it was second or third game, wherever the case may be. But they think they should trade him and maybe get trade him and add like some other assets to get Chris Paul.
See, and I agree with that to a certain degree, but I don't know how well he would work because he's shown interest in coming to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I get what you're saying. And I know some people like saying because of his age, but if you've been paying attention to him the whole season, including the playoffs,
his age ain't making a damn bit of difference.
It don't. It does that with some players. Like, look at LeBron. He's 35 and still playing at his best. It's just like now we're dealing with the times where
well,
you can.
I think some of it has to come down to, you know, people have got to take into account, has this person had a serious injury? You know, has this person dealt with, you know, surgeries and the such like? And all of that plays a big part in whether somebody at a certain age is a good ball player or not.
Right.
It's like you're not going to, you know, say somebody who's like 36, who's had three surgeries for knee injuries and all this lot, they're not going to be as on point as somebody who hasn't been through all of that.
Like, I know, like, both LeBron and Chris Paul, they had injuries, but not, like, injuries
but
that they had.
It has never been career-ending injuries. They've been the injuries that you think to yourself, okay, yeah, that you kind of expect someone to have.
Right. But I was, like, I know some people look at age and stuff like that, but I can understand some people, and I know, like, looking at certain players like Wesley Matthews, who's he's 34 right now and didn't score over what he's capable of this year. It's like, think this might be the lowest that he ever scored. I don't know. But, excuse me. But I would say if you, like, if you have the opportunity to get somebody to come in and, you know, play with you like an all-star caliber, like Chris Paul, he was an all-star last season, 10-time all-star, as a matter of fact, why not try to go for that player? And if you can able to do, like, more to get another all-star, well, then again, you do got an all-star in Chris Middleton.
Right, but what they need to do is, as much as I love Chris Middleton, we need to get some players out there who can actually close a playoff game.
Right. Right, I do agree with that.
Someone who, you know, isn't going to really fold under the pressure. Who realizes that, look at Miami, for example. They came out wanting to win from game one.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why I'm thinking, like, with Chris Middleton, maybe he needs to be reevaluated, like his work on his shooting and work on with him being under pressure and things like that.
Right.
So maybe, like, he needs to work hard in the fall.
Absolutely.
Like, work in this off season and try to deal with that. And I know Giannis is the same. Like, he just needs to work on his shooting.
We've got to remember with Giannis that, yes, he's in the NBA and everything, and he is a great player, but he's still a young player.
Right.
He still has so much room to grow. There's so many possibilities ahead for him. And I think that everybody is riding way too much on him winning for the team, and that is the problem.
Right. I probably think that I think he may have to have a little bit. I know he's a good ball handler and that, but I think that he needs to have the ball a little bit less.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but at least a little bit less. And have like a person that can like separate the defense and can play like defense as well. That's like with Chris Paul.
Right.
But go ahead.
I was gonna say we're gonna actually take a break because this is going on longer than I thought it was going to.
Okay.
I wanted to have my whole show taken over with Bucks. So let me find a song.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart? I was drunk, I was gone. That don't make it right, but promise there were no feelings. She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Mystery cake, she said, just like Marie Antoinette.
Let AJ carry on talking about the Bucks. We wouldn't have had any of Hazel Runs' mouth. It would be Artrell on the Bucks show. What?
I was going to say, for people that want to listen, I can talk more about the Bucks. If they want me to do that, we'll just do it like on another day and just have like a day and just talk about the Bucks.
There you go. You can do that Friday. Anywho, moving quickly along, we've mentioned it before, but we are fans of the TV show Catfish.
Yes.
You can't say anything. You run out of the living room like I'm going to throw you under the bus or something. And it originally, for those of you who don't know, the show originally started because Neve himself was actually catfished by an older woman. In fact, he was catfished twice by the same woman, which was quite amusing, to be honest. And the original Catfish was a movie that Max actually filmed of Neve trying to find who this woman was and everything. Obviously, it's made Neve a very nice living, shall we say. But, oh my gosh, I'm being licked by the dog. But over the years, you know, it's taken on a whole life of itself in regards to, you know, things it's done. Now, it can honestly be said that one of mine and Mike's favorites especially ended up being what we will call a twofer show, in the sense that two of our shows that we enjoy kind of crossed over. there was this one chick who was on two episodes of Catfish, weren't she? And was her name Ashley? She had basically catfished this, you know, been caught twice. They had an intervention for her and all of this lot, and I don't even think the intervention worked, to be perfectly honest with you, but they never did an update in regards to that. But anywho, we were then watching another favorite show of ours, My 600-Pound Life. And we sat there, and I was like, huh, recognize her. Mike was the one who then clicked as to who it was. And it was this chick, Ashley, who went from one reality show to another. Obviously, that's where she thinks she's going to be making her money and getting her fame. And she was equally as bad on My 600-Pound Life as she was on Catfish, wasn't she? You're not saying is that Mike is actually nodding his head.
Well, like, for people that don't know, just give them, like, an example.
What do you mean?
Like, you said she as bad as she was in the...
I just said that before you came back in the room, that she was just horrible. There's no way you could describe it. It was all about her. She had no remorse for what she did. It was just all about her, and she saw it as a big joke and something that she, I wouldn't say felt entitled to do, but had, you know, she just did it because for her it was amusing, and then blamed her weight for it, or, you know, I don't have any friends and all this lot. But it's, to me, it was like, it's kind of funny how this is how internet stars actually happen, you know. They do all these different TV shows and everything, and the same with Teen Mom. I have an issue with Teen Mom. I have an issue with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, thank God, is being cancelled. They actually released a statement saying the season that comes out in January is the last season they're doing. That was what that roar was. It wasn't thunder. It was people cheering on the announcement of that yesterday. But, you know, what I was actually getting to is that we seem to have raised, we've got a whole generation of people who think if you just point a camera at them, then they could be famous. There's no, like, acting involved. There's no skills or talent involved. Me and Mike's ears are bleeding from this woman who was on one of the court shows this afternoon who was singing. Oh, God, it was bad.
People's Court.
Oh, it was horrendous. And I just think that people don't want to work doing anything. It's like, I can be internet famous. I'm a social media con, and I set precedences, and people worship me. It's like, to me, that's like a whole lot of horseshit.
If anybody can do it, then why not us?
Because we don't spend our entire lives posting everything we do. That's the whole point.
Do that.
I don't go in the bathroom to go poop and then say, hi, it's Hazel, you following me here live on YouTube? I'm in the bathroom having to poop right now. You know, and that's basically what these people do. And I understand that a lot of people want to do that and be famous and stuff, but why can't you be famous for doing the right thing?
Like, donate back to your community.
Right. And we have all seen some of the shit shows that have gone on in regards to, you know, internet famous and stuff.
Right.
So what are your thoughts on these so-called internet superstars?
I don't know how the hell they can do it.
I don't
The thing with some of them is that they tag the right people, you know, in their videos and all this lot. And, you know, then you've got, like, what was that one where we saw that one, I can't even remember the name of the show. The woman was getting plastic surgery so she could be more like one of the Kardashians. Was that on My Extreme Obsession?
Oh, My Extreme Addiction.
Yeah, or something like that. She was, like, so obsessed.
The one I remember the most on that one is when the one girl obsessed with the guy.
Now, there was this one woman who was obsessed with the Kardashians, and she kept following them around, following them around. She had a... Was it the plastic surgery one?
No, it was on this. What the hell was the name of that show?
It might have been. But, you know, she spent her whole life changing who she looked like so she could look like one of the Kardashians. Followed them around and gave up her life and all this. Like, her mom was looking after her kid. And it's like, you got to be you at the end of the day, you know? If I'm going to be famous for anything, I want to be famous for being me. Famous for what I do. I don't want to be famous like Kim Kardashian for giving Ray J a blowjob. You know? You know, there's a lot of that in...
Yeah, I'm
to me, it's a shame that, you know, we're in this lifestyle where everybody can have their 5 minutes of fame, but for the wrong reasons.
Right.
You know?
And there are people that are doing it for the right reasons that are not getting the look.
Absolutely. It's like, I'll give an example. I've been sending around Facebook messages and emails all over the place right now because next month is Infant Loss Awareness Month. Literally every news station has ignored what I've said. The Journal said that's not a story that would interest our, you know, readers. You know, it's stuff like that. It's like, you don't know what will interest your readers. I'm currently actually sent around messages today asking different venues if they'll change their lights on October 15th to pink and blue. But I've actually got to write a letter to Miller Park Enterprise Forum. But I sent, you know, emails out. I posted on different venues' walls and stuff. And to me, doing stuff like that is what you should, and I'm not saying me personally, but getting stuff out there like that is what should make a difference. Now, I will say this. As much as I don't like Kim Kardashian, I am actually glad that she has decided to try and follow in her father's footsteps in becoming an attorney and fighting for human rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has helped get out a couple of people out of jail who really shouldn't have been in jail. And if she continues doing that and using her fame for that, then, you know, more power to her, and I'm glad that she's doing it. But as I say, it's just some of these little, it's just somehow some of these people are think that, you know, that's how you get your fame. And you see on shows like Real Basketball Wives or Real Housewives of Orange County and all this lot, where their only claim to fame is, you know, marrying into money.
Or who they were.
It's the same thing, marrying into money and everything.
There's some of them that's probably not even married.
Right, but you're still with someone and technically living with them if you're living with them as husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's got to be more to you than just your social media account. Than just your YouTube videos. If it's just going, hi, putting on makeup again. Or say, for example, you and Mike. Hi, I'm in the bathroom. Going to shave my beard today. I mean, come on now.
is it worth? You're going to see how, you know, some people get famous for just doing simple things.
Right.
But you don't have people that, you know, doing something that changes the world.
What to me would be really good is, you know, there's some right now because of COVID, there's so many of these teachers and people who are teaching from home and everything. And I've seen some of the snips of these teachers putting on amazing performances. Those are the people who need to be out there and be famous. Do you know what I mean? Those are the ones who should have the big following and, you know, should have all the credit coming in and all. Because what people don't know is if you're on YouTube and you start getting a certain amount of subscribers and views, YouTube actually starts paying you. You have to be really up there to do it, you know, unless you can get... And if you can get that following, then great. I think it would be really good for, you know, to push some of these teachers onto that because some of the work that they're doing and the way they're trying to keep their kids engaged via Zoom and stuff, to me, is great. And those are the ones who should be the famous ones. You know, I would love to see medical staff who were working 18 hours, some of them a day, you know, during the COVID pandemic, seeing some of those, you know, have their own to show, okay, this is a behind the scenes if they're allowed to. And I know that the HIPAA rules apply, which is the Privacy Act. But, you know, if you could just, even if they're focusing on the nursing staff and everything, what goes on? Let's see real hardworking people instead of these people who think that, okay, I'm just going to be a YouTube star and that's all I'm going to do. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, I could waffle on for ages, but I'm going to actually put on a song and we'll be right back.
If you really want more, scream it on louder. Leave it on the floor, bring out the fire and light it up. Just get up higher. Gonna put the tool in the cannonball. Watch me as I dance under the spotlight. Listen to the people screaming on more and more.
Oh,
everyone. We are back. So we actually spoke about this the other day, and it's in regards to Vince McMahon's decision to saying that he owns people's names, which we agreed that if he gave you that name when you came into WWE, he does own the right to that name. But he's also saying that he owns any wrestler's name plus their legal name as well. But the other thing that he's saying that he is doing, we've heard that he's put out in an email, is that none of his wrestlers can now endorse other products, go on to different media platforms and the such like. What are your thoughts in regards to what he has said?
I think it's going to be yes. It's like there are certain wrestlers that's not getting paid as they're, you know, as some of the top wrestlers are getting paid. They need to make extra income on the side or something just to, you know, make it.
Well, and as we said, and we're going back to the whole fact of COVID, which is, let's be honest, is such a predominant thing in everybody's life still right now. And that is the, you know, there was a lot of wrestlers who weren't able to wrestle, whether it was because they had COVID, been exposed to COVID, or simply they make the choice that they didn't want to be put in a situation where they could possibly catch it. On top of that, there was a hell of a lot of live events that were canceled due to it. So the monies that they would be making from public appearances and the such like, you know, went out the window. And it seems, you know, I understand that he thinks that it's taken away from, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. But if you're under a contract and your contract says you only get paid when you perform at certain times, then you've got to make your money up somewhere. You know, as we said, you know, not everybody has millions put away in the bank for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. You know, there are still people who work for WWE who they're comfortable, but they, you know, COVID hit them hard with not being able to perform, not being able to do that, as I said, the public events and everything. And so I do think personally that it's a little bit selfish of him to, you know, put those rulings down. And I think he's going to find he's going to come unstuck real quick with some of them. Because saying that he owns names and the such, like, as I say, if it's a name that he gave you when you signed with his company, he can claim the name, but he can't claim your own legal name.
Right. Did you say there was a few people that was like going after him?
They're not going after him. They're protesting about it. I mean, as you said, I'm betting one of them, and they haven't said which wrestlers. It's just said wrestlers within WWE. But I reckon the same as what you said. I bet AJ Styles is one because that was his name before he started with WWE, right?
Right. Could be others too that, you know, had their names before they even had the WWE.
There's a lot of them, I think, who probably had their names before WWE.
Yep. Just trying to. Mojo was another that had his own name.
Mike mentioned as well that, Hulk Hogan actually copywrote his name, didn't you say?
The only other person right now, besides the handful of people y'all just named off, that I can say had their name, they dropped part of their name, but it's still the same name they had before they kicked them to leave the studio. Before he came, he was known as Rey Mysterio Jr. because of the person that trained him.
Right.
Actually, no. The reason why he got the name Rey Mysterio is because, something like that. Either the guy trained him or, like, Rey Mysterio Sr. was, like, his mentor.
Either way.
And he gave him the mask, so he was saying, Rey Mysterio
way, he that was his name before getting there.
Right.
But, I mean, that's why I said it makes me also wonder if that was part of the issue that they had with, what's it called, Brock Lesnar. Because we've seen wrestlers leave WWE before and their merchandise stay on the board, so to speak. Now that he's gone, his merchandise is no longer there. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, there was more to it than just his contract expiring.
Right, and like for like, like I said, they let him do like one UFC match, and
right,
and I guess like he was suspended from that match from UFC just from him having substance.
I mean, like, there's a lot to it that we're not actually hearing. Like, we've seen parts of this email that went around. We have not seen all of it. We've heard rumors about what's in the email. We've heard people are upset over what's happened, you know, is being said. And it's until I think we actually see this email, if we ever see it, a lot of it is just going to be purely based on hearsay. But I do believe that, you know, if you are working for a company where you are not getting paid as much as you feel you should be, you should be able to get another job, so to speak.
Right.
Let's be honest, if you or I were working part-time, you get another job to help pay the bills and everything. And the same thing applies to WWE superstars as well. You know, it can't all be down to, you know, it can't all be down to what Vince says goes. If that's the case, put your all your wrestlers on a contract where they get a certain pay regardless, the salary.
Right. At least enough salary for them, they can, like, live off and they don't
absolutely
anything else, because, like, you see all these other companies being different, that, like, their workers, like, they can just go to, because you see New Japan Pro Wrestlers going to Ring of Honor, or they doing a combined show.
Right.
Or, like, with AAW, like what they did last week, let NWA stars, like, come in. It's just, they just need to, I don't know, I think WWE just needs to reevaluate some stuff, especially what's going on right now with the pandemic.
Yeah, they really do. But on that note, we got 5 minutes left of the show, so we're going to play out with a song. AJ, tell us what's coming up.
Okay, Monday is, of course, WFSO Aftermath, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. Tuesday will be the debut of the show Mic On with yours truly. And I'm going to be interviewing my cousin, because she's going to come out with a show on Blog Talk Radio in the near future. And, of course, next Wednesday you can hear this show again.
We may actually find some different topics other than what's going on in COVID, wrestling, and the Bucks. Well, I promise you we'll find something else. Until then, it's goodbye from me, it's goodbye from my two co-hosts, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and read the contract.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I still was sad.
Now you're missing what we used to have. Can't survive.
Caught up in the aftermath, but now, if you realize
now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bound. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zeros.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
I give.